Church Let's Talk Ministry. If you picked up the new devotional on Sunday, we'll be in starting in July. That's me, Mark chapter 9. So most of you probably didn't get it, but that's where we are with the July devotional, working our way alongside the Olympians. When you get to Mark 9, most of you is probably going to be reminded of the Transfiguration. But let me just read this to you. And it's just kind of fun to read and just listen to it. So after 6 days, Jesus took Peter, James, and John with him, led them up on a high mountain where they were all alone. Then he was transfigured before them. His clothes become blazing white, whiter than any in the world could bleach them. And there appeared before him Elijah and Moses, who were talking with Jesus. Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, is it good for us to be here? Let us put up 3 shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." He did not know what to say because he was so frightened. Then a cloud appeared and enveloped them, and a voice came from the cloud, "This is my son whom I love. Listen to him." Suddenly, when they looked around, they saw no one except Jesus. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus gave them orders not to tell anyone what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. They kept the matter to themselves, discussing what rising from the dead meant. And they asked him, "Why do you, the teacher of the law, say that Elijah must come first?" Jesus replied, "To be sure, Elijah came down first to restore all things. When it was written, the Son of Man must suffer much and be rejected. But I tell you, Elijah has come, and that he has done to him everything that he wished, just as written about him." I don't know, I can't imagine. You got Peter, James, and John, and then you got Jesus going to be transfigured, brighter than anything white, even that's been white, whitened with bleach. So when you're so scared, what do you say? And that was kind of a crazy question. But, it's amazing to me, the words, verse 8, actually verse 7, "This is my beloved son." Notice these words, "Listen to him." Hey, disciples, Peter, James, and John, this is my beloved son. You need to listen to him. Also, I think it's really neat how Jesus does this. And so instead of setting these guys free to go tell a story, he's like, "Hey guys, I want you to know something. I want you to keep this to yourselves until the Son of Man has risen from the dead, until the one who brought you here, allowed you to experience all these things, until that person suffers and dies, I don't want you to tell anyone about it." I don't know about you, but I can just imagine Peter, James, and John, the stories they were wanted to tell, how God had showed them something. Jesus had showed them something so amazing. Now, Jesus is asking them, "Hey, keep this to yourself until I pass away. Keep it to yourself until I rise again. Keep it until you guys get a chance to watch me suffer. And then once that's all over, then I want you to go around and tell everyone about it." It's also kind of gives us a little bit of a glimpse of why Peter, James, and John thought they were so important. They had seen a lot. What do you take away from it from today? As you read this passage, as you go about your life, reminded that Jesus suffered, reminded that we've been asked to listen to him, not just confess him, walk down the aisle, raise our hand, pray a prayer, but that his voice needs to be a voice that we're leaning into as we go about our days and moments each day. So thank you, Jesus, for your word and what it means to us and this opportunity to think about it. I don't even know what it must have been like for Peter, James, and John to see some of your glory and then to keep that within themselves, but then to follow you and lean into their relationship with you. So we need your help today as we're involved in Earth and Highlands County, Seaming, Florida. Help us to listen well and be reminded that if you suffered, that we're going to suffer too. So we need your strength today, Jesus, so we ask you for it. In your name we pray, amen. God bless you, and have a great Friday.